This is Get Your Goddess Groove On Radio. When the goddess speaks, everyone listens with me, Laura Hosford. Do you feel like life is a mystery to be solved? That you must stand alone in this life? Listen deeply, beloved soul, and hear my call. I am your waking inner goddess speaking to you. I am here to call you home and activate your deepest prayer inside of you. As an emissary for the goddess, I offer you authentic channel messages of love, inspiration, and heart-healing grace to guide you forward in transcending your consciousness and becoming the change you wish to see in the world. Now get ready and join me as we get your goddess groove on right now. Hello and welcome to Get Your Goddess Groove On show with your host, Laura Hosford. And I am so excited for you to be here with me today. Thank you so much for joining me today. And just sit back and relax and enjoy the show. And today we are going to be talking about reclaiming your divine inheritance, your freedom, and your sovereignty now. And so today I'm going to be leading you through a powerful ceremony to help you to reclaim your divine inheritance of sovereignty, of freedom, and unity consciousness. And together, we are going to be co-creating a beautiful circle today, a sacred space, if you will, to come together, bringing our hearts together, our minds together, our souls together, once again, to reclaim the truth of who we are, to reclaim the power held within us. And that power is the power of love, of true love, of our true divine connection with our own inner God, Goddess, Source. Today, while I will invite you during this next hour to join me in reclaiming that inner power, that inner source of your own divine connection and truth that you've always had within you, that's perhaps been masked from you. And now it's time to awaken to this inner truth again, to begin to reclaim that power and that love, not only for yourself, but also for all of life, for every beautiful human being on this planet, for every part of life that is living here that makes up the beautiful earth. And so now, today, as you join me, I will invite you to reclaim your light, to reclaim your power back now to accelerate your own beautiful ascension as we come together in co-creating and joining together around the globe. As we come back and we choose unity consciousness, we choose that place of living from our own beautiful divine truth and the true knowledge, the truth that we are already whole and complete within, that you are not broken and that you do not need healing. You only need to reclaim all of yourself, including the parts of yourself that perhaps have been repressed or pushed away, those parts of us that are uncomfortable, those parts of us that we were not ready to reclaim back to us. For that is truly what we are seeing in the outer world today. We are now seeing everything that has been repressed, everything that has been pushed down, the darkness, if you will, the shadow of our own souls, now coming up to the surface to be reclaimed, but to be reclaimed through love, not through judgment, not through criticism, not through condemnation, but to be reclaimed as to reclaiming our wholeness, our place of peace that we all have deep within us, the core of us, which is peace and love and compassion and divine truth. And so as you now just begin to relax and settle in, I'm going to now invite in the beautiful energies of the goddess, of the God Goddess, the divine feminine, the divine masculine. I'm going now to begin to invite in the beautiful beings of light, the luminous ones, the celestial beings of light. to begin to come in and cradle you in a space of safety, in a space where you can trust the sacred space, so that you can return to the innocence of your very beingness, so you can return to the truth of who you are. And you can settle into this deep, deep wisdom and this deep truth so much that you can relax into surrendering all of your struggles, all of your pain, all of the conflicting, chaotic places and spaces within you. You can begin to just surrender those over to God Goddess this next hour, so that you can then begin to radiate the core of your truth. You can begin to radiate love, divine love, so you can begin to radiate from your core of wholeness, your I Am presence. And so just take a moment to breathe deeply into that truth. And I'll invite you to surrender into this truth. I invite you to surrender into this beautiful energy that's now rolling in to cocoon you, to help you to reclaim, to help you to settle in and anchor in so deeply this beautiful wave and frequency of your own love, of your own soul light, that there is no mistake. You just open and receive through your own conduit, through your own inner source of your own divine light. And you yourself are the commander and master of your own energy fields. No one else has that power over you. You truly are already divine. You truly are already an ascended master. You came at this time to experience this world, to help you to awaken and remember that truth, so that you can walk here as a human in the human experience, bringing together your divine self, that part of you that is eternal, that part of you that is living right now beyond this physical realm. And you can begin to remember that part and awaken that part within your human experience, because it is through that that you marry your divinity and your human together and become the divine human. You begin to walk in this new place and space of unity consciousness. This place and space holds every dream that you've ever had in your heart. It holds the beauty that you want to bring through to the earth. It holds the vibrations of joy and happiness. It holds the truth of your flow of abundance and prosperity deep within you. And now, as you breathe in and just relax into these truths, just allow yourself to release and let go of all that is not true. When I say that, what I mean is letting go of any and all energies or vibrations that are covering up the truth of you. Any and all mask that you might be or have been wearing for fear to reveal your true inner self. It's time now to remove those and to let those fall away, so that your true self, your true radiant being, can shine forth in the world. This is what you came for, dear one. This is why you're here on this planet. To remember and awaken that to the truth of you, to that divine human, is enough. To be human is a beautiful experience. To be human is a great gift. It is through our human state that the divine is revealed within us. This is not a curse, but a blessing. God Goddess is here to awaken you to that truth deep within your heart. And so bring your hand to your heart if you would like, or open your palms if you'd like to receive these healing energies that are now flowing in and through this healing conversation today. And before we move into that, I would like to dedicate this particular radio show to honor the lives of those three beautiful souls who have given their lives over the last few months to assist in bringing forth the hidden shadow of oppression instilled in humanity's collective consciousness, which I also like to refer to as the womb of humanity. And so these three beautiful Black people who their lives were taken away did not give their lives in vain. And so I'll ask you now to take a moment in silence to remember these beautiful souls, to send our heartfelt energy of love and appreciation to them and their families, their friends, their communities, for their courage and their love for humanity. They will not be forgotten. Their lives were not ended in vain. Their sacrifice is but a wake-up call for all of humanity to look inward, for each of us to look at our own suppressed shadows, yes, of darkness, that we have not faced or we have not been able to acknowledge for whatever reason. There is no blame. There is no judgment. There is no criticism. Because every experience that you had on this earth plane was divinely orchestrated through the one God Goddess source. Is God Goddess expressing through you is a beautiful, unique part of the creation, is a unique, individualized expression of God Goddess. No matter what country you live in, no matter what your income or profession, no matter your race or religion or beliefs, we are all part of that one source. We all came from the same source of life. We were all created equally in the eyes of that one source of life. And now it is time to awaken and remember that truth and to return and to that and to embody and anchor that truth. Now is our call to action. The Goddess is calling each one of us to begin a new journey, to go inward and to reclaim and to resolve our own inner chaos, our own inner conflicts and wounding that we have experienced over lifetimes. For in truth, we all have experienced woundings, no matter what incarnation, this one or previous ones, that you came to experience. No matter where you lived on the planet, no matter whether you were male or female, no matter whether you were Black or white or Asian or Indian, all cultures have been wounded. All cultures have been oppressed, have been divided against themselves. All cultures have been through points of slavery and oppression. And all the experiences have moved throughout the globe, throughout the eons of time, as humanity has continued to evolve. And so now today, it is our time to remember these truths and to honor everyone's experience, to remember that all lives matter. Every single life on this planet, no matter what role you are playing, whether you've been playing a role for the light or the dark, both have been, in truth, brought forward to help you to awaken to the deeper truth of you, that you are a unique aspect, a complete, already complete and whole, created in the image of God Goddess, and that we have been playing these roles for each other for eons of time to help us to awaken and remember to our truth, to help us to now awaken, remember the light and the love that we are. And so now is the time to awaken and to surrender. Now is the time that we are being called to embrace this truth once again, so that we can now walk together hand in hand with every person on this planet, within every culture, within every community, that we can now embrace this truth, awaken and remember our complete, radiant, beautiful self, I like to call our angelic goddess self, that part of us that remembers, that part of us that is true, our true self, our higher self, our authentic self. And as each one of us who begins to embrace this truth, then we will awaken and remember this truth. And as we do, all suffering, all misery, everything ends. Because as you awaken to the truth of your own beautiful frequency and vibration, then you become that frequency of divine love. You become the solution to all of the Earth's problems, because you will then carry the true consciousness of who you are. And that consciousness is the divine frequency of divine love, or we call the fifth dimensional plane, or we call the fifth dimensional consciousness, unity consciousness, where we awaken to our and remember and embody and anchor in this frequency of light and love that we are. So I'll invite you now to join me in just setting an intention now for our ceremony that we're going to do here today. And so as I begin to open up into our ceremony, I will set this intention statement to bring us together. And if you would like to repeat this intention statement after me, you can, or you can just bring your hand to your heart and follow along with me. I now release all that is blocking my highest good. I activate and understand all that I need to move forward on my path with grace and ease. I accept my life with 100% responsibility as a co-creator with Mother, Father, God, all that is. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Just take a moment to breathe that in. Beautiful, and allowing that to settle, we're now going to go to a quick break, and when we return, we're going to continue with our ceremony.
Your favorite Transformation Talk radio shows are now on Spotify. What? Simply search out your favorite host or show by name, tap the subscribe button, and boom! With over 150 million active monthly users on Spotify, Transformation Talk Radio is thrilled to expand our reach so you never have to miss an episode. Well, what the heck are you waiting for? Log into Spotify and subscribe now.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune into All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on transformationtalkradio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Miss any shows during the week? Don't worry, we've got you covered. With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yes! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Hello, friends. I am Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and here is your soul-stretching success tip of the day. Two very important and life-changing words, I am. I have an alphabet game I wanted to share with you today. Start with the letter A and come up with as many positive words as you can think of and place those affirmative I am words before them. For example, I am abundant. Move to the letter B and do the same thing. I am beautiful, and so on. This requires you to actually focus on coming up with positive words and learn to state your affirmations with conviction, validation, and focus. Begin to say them numerous times a day. Learn to say them with feeling and belief, and you will begin to see your confidence, your focus, and your self-worth evolve. Hope you have a beautiful, successful day, and I'll see you next time.
Okay, welcome back to Get Your Goddess Groove On show here with me, Laura Husford. And so now we're going to continue with our ceremony. So I'll invite you now to repeat these sort of I am statements that I have for you. They are very powerful. They also align us, aligning our intention to come together. As we come together, when two or more people are gathered together, we can create powerful shifts for miracles and transmutation and awakenings to happen. So I'll invite you now just to repeat these statements either out loud or to yourself as I say them. So here we go. I am, and then entering your name, and I call myself to myself. I am the divinely incarnated soul in this third, fourth, and fifth time space reality. And I call myself to myself. So help me, divine mother, father, God, all that is. I do hereby release anything, everything, and everyone who is no longer in alignment with my highest divine potential of holding the frequency of 100% pure divine light. So help me, divine mother, father, God, all that is. I do, by my own authority, hereby release all vows, covenants, contracts, agreements, promises, decisions, choices, and opinions that are no longer in alignment with my highest divine potential of holding the frequency of my own 100% pure divine light and love. So help me, Mother, Father, God, Goddess, all that is, and I let go of what this looks like. And breathing in for a moment, just breathing in And moving to the next one, I do hereby accept anything and everything and everyone who is in alignment with my highest divine potential of 100% pure light and love. So help me, Mother, Father, God, Goddess, all that is. And I let go of what this looks like. Just breathing that in. I do hereby release any and all conscious or subconscious beliefs that I am trapped inside of a matrix-controlled planet by evil or dark forces, or that I am limited through vows, covenants, contracts, agreements, promises, decisions, choices, or creations that do not reflect the true nature and reality of the universe, which is divine love and light and benevolence and purity. I affirm that I am that I am, a free and sovereign eternal being of the universe. I'm already complete and whole and divine, and that my true nature is love, light, and vibration, fully unified with the heart of divine creator, already all that is. And just take a moment to breathe that in. Beautiful. Just breathing and allowing all of that to settle into your being. Beautiful. And now bringing your hand to your heart, just begin to find yourself in a comfortable position. Now placing your feet flat on the floor, just sitting relaxed, but upright. Just begin to use your imagination and see yourself walking in a beautiful meadow of beautiful green grass. Begin to see yourself surrounded by beautiful, large, protective trees. You begin to sense yourself coming into this beautiful new place, this new vision that you hold deep within your heart. You begin to connect with the beautiful essence of nature of the fifth dimensional earth. The divine nature of the fifth dimensional earth, of Mother Earth, is unconditionally loving. You take a moment to sit down in the grass, to gaze into the trees. You begin to hear a soft flowing stream of water in the distance. Begin to invite these energies to begin to commune with your soul. You begin to sense and open your heart and every cell in your body in the space in between to the loving energy of Mother Nature that surrounds you in peace, in harmony, in safety, in acceptance. You begin to hear birds chirping in the distance. They begin to remind you of your own beautiful, authentic soul song. You feel the soft blowing breezes in your face as they begin to wash away and cleanse out any areas of or feelings of fear or insecurity or anxiety that may have become trapped within your being. You now begin to feel your shoulders dropping, and you feel your body relaxing deeply into the arms of Mother Earth. You begin to relax into her, anchoring deep within her. You begin to allow yourself to be supported in this new frequency of the fifth dimensional world. This new fifth dimensional world is based in a frequency of unconditional love. This becomes your new foundation as you choose to move and evolve out of the old world of the third dimensional frequency of fear. You now begin to move into evolving with the new world, and the new frequency of love becomes your new foundation for your life. Now placing your hands on your heart, just bringing your awareness to your breath. Take a moment to connect with the breath. Begin to connect with the rhythm of your own holy breath. Just begin to breathe in more deeply and softly and gently, aligning with the pulse of the universe all around you. Now begin to inhale the peaceful and loving energies of Divine Mother and Divine Father. Begin to breathe in and remember the presence of your own essence, that of the Holy Spirit. And on the exhale, just letting go any and all dense energies of anxiety or stress or disease. And just letting these energies go, just simply relaxing your body, relaxing and releasing any and all areas of resistance or contraction, and releasing these energies back into the loving arms of Mother Earth. Just imagine sending those down through a vortex deep into the center of Mother Earth to be recycled back into love. And now moving your attention back into your heart space, see a beautiful golden door opening to your heart. As that golden door opens, begin to move into the sacred space of your own beautiful heart. As you do, begin to see a beautiful set of 7 golden stairs before you. Begin to climb these beautiful golden stairs, moving all the way up, moving up through the crown chakra, and moving all the way up to the 7th plane, the highest plane. As you move up to that 7th plane, you begin to move through a golden door that opens into a beautiful golden light. As you move into this beautiful golden light of Source, it begins to awaken deep memories within you. Those deep memories within you of reminding you of your own divine sovereign truth. As you move toward the light, you begin to see beautiful celestial beings that begin to come to you, that begin to move around you. As you do, you begin to feel their endless waves of love and light now beaming in toward your heart, into your eyes, into your ears, into your throat, into all of your chakras, into your feet. These beautiful waves of unconditional love and light and frequency now begin to open you to a new place and space. They begin to open you to your own beautiful essence. They begin to open you to your own authentic soul signature and frequency of light and love. They begin to awaken your DNA. They begin to awaken your cellular memory. They begin to awaken you to you, the true you, that part of you that is already not only whole and complete, but that part of you that holds the Alpha and Omega, that part of you that is already divine, sovereign, and complete, that part of you that is the core essence of you, the Christ consciousness energy. And so as you begin to flow with that energy and awaken to that energy, just begin to remember yourself by saying, I am that I am. I am that I am. I am that I am. As you continue to say this to yourself, this begins to activate your own place of inner divine authority. This begins to activate your own divine sovereignty. This begins to flow down from the highest heavens, from the seventh plane, beginning to flow your own beautiful pillar of light. Begins to come down to the top of your crown chakra, begins to move down, opening your crown chakra, opening your pineal, activating your pineal and master gland to receive the higher divine thoughts and ideas of God, Goddess. This energy now begins to move down into your third eye, begins to open and clear so that you can clearly see through your third eye into this beautiful new fifth dimensional world. You now awaken your inner vision and remember, as you are the witness observer of your own ascended master self. This light now begins to move down into your throat chakra, begins to open and clear your own divine expression, begins to move through you, now opening you to speak your truth, to speak words of beauty and kindness, and to bring forth the creation, to bring forth the new world, literally through your throat chakra. As you align your throat chakra to that of the divine will, or the divine will of heaven to be made manifest upon the new earth, begin to open to that truth again. And as you hold and embody and anchor that truth, nothing can oppress you, nothing can hold you back. You begin to awaken and remember. And now as this light begins to expand down into your heart and your thymus, begins to clear and cleanse away all places of wounding that you may still be carrying within, any and all places of oppression or slavery to fear, to the old earth. You now begin to allow this light to completely dissolve and clear and wash away all of those energies, for underneath that is your beautiful, sparkling, radiant heart. Begin to see crystalline energies now, reawakening those cellular memories deep within. As you begin to open your heart into a new multidimensional space in consciousness, begin to awaken to remember your true ascended self. And as you waken now into your physical heart and heart walls, opening the stargate of Divine Mother's love, now flowing forth deeper and deeper into your own multidimensional sacred heart, now beginning to open up your heart womb and bringing that into alignment with the heart womb of Divine Source, with Divine Sophia, Mother God. As together you begin to take your hand with Divine Sophia, Mother God, Goddess, begin to enter into her field of unconditional love in the origin of infinite magical possibilities begins to open to you. You begin to reclaim that zero point field deep within you. The energies continue to move downward as you begin to feel her deep magnetic pull of your own feminine crown center now flowing out from your own holy womb and Dantian right below your belly button. Bring all of your awareness down from your heart. Allow the flow to continue down into your womb, into your belly. Bring your hand here. Begin to breathe here for a few moments, just inhaling and exhaling her rich creative, the rich creative flow now begins to move in and through allow yourself to gently bring your energy into the center of your womb and belly. Breathe here for a few minutes, bringing all of your awareness to this space, this portal of creative flow. As you do, as you bring your focus here, you begin to feel and sense and know the beautiful energy of unconditional love begins to flow up from deep within Mother Earth. This beautiful magnetic force, the fires of creation, begin to move up into the belly. They begin to move into a beautiful ball of light, of power, of passion, of creativity. They begin to anchor in to your belly. They begin to awaken you to the strength and courage that you carry within. And now through your intention, move these energies into your body. Wherever there's any places of constriction or restriction, send these energies there to clear and cleanse and wash away out these areas, opening you up into the space of love. Opening up to receive more of your soul flow, your authentic light and vibration. And taking a moment to just feel and as you align with this, just allowing it to happen. Just surrendering into the flow. And as you feel into this beautiful flow, just taking a moment to ask your higher self, ask Divine Mother if she has any messages for you at this time. What are you here to share with the world? What is the message of truth that wants to move in and through your being? What is it that you are here to radiate? Dear one, what is the truth that seeks to move in and through you? And take a moment now to pause and receive that message, that word, that vision, that symbol. That knowing, that trust, that faith. That you are loved, you are loved. Nothing can ever take that away. You are already whole and complete. You are already sovereign and free. It is time to reclaim it. It is time to anchor it in to your human experience. And to know that you walk with your brothers and sisters around the globe, hand in hand. And so it is. So everyone taking a deep breath in and anchoring that in. Beautiful. And taking a moment to pause and receive all that love and light in and through your being. And we're going to pause for just a moment and we'll be right back.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear from the great unknown, from the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are. The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Your inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there. But when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Okay, and welcome everyone. Welcome back to Get Your Goddess Groove On with me, Laura Hosford. So let's all just take a deep breath, moving in and moving out. Just relaxing into this beautiful space that we've co-created together in this powerful container of unconditional love today. And so before we come to a conclusion today with this show, I just wanted to share some final thoughts with you today that were coming in and ending with a divine inheritance activation prayer with Saint Germain. And so it is up to each one of us now to choose. We are being called to choose whether or not we will continue to move along the third dimensional path of the third dimensional world, or it is our choice if we would like to now ascend into moving ahead into the fifth dimensional world. And of course, this is all up to each one of us. No one can choose for us, and there is no judgment on any of it at all, is the truth. It is all up to us as our own co-creators with God, Goddess. And so if you would like today to choose to move into that new world of the fifth dimensional world of unity consciousness and to come into that new timeline, then please come with me now to activate that by your own divine authority and choice. And so these are the steps. And so the first step is to make this choice personal, our own personal authority and divine sovereignty. Because there is, in the universe, there is true free will. And the God, Goddess, Creator never forces anything on us. never forces. That is not its nature. And so as we make that choice, the second choice or the second step is to now complete the inner work of integrating our own shadow, those parts of us that, you know, our emotions, our feelings, those places that we need to go and look within, any places that we have suppressed, our own shadows, our own places of darkness. It's now time to reclaim those places and spaces of darkness, to bring those to the light and to bring those back with love and without judgment and without blame, but to simply embrace them with love. And as we do that, then we are returning to our own divine sovereign self. If we've been talking about, we begin to reclaim our power. And we bring this power back and we merge into our divine human self. The third step is to claim and to declare that we are already part of Source, that we are already God Goddess, and that we are already divine sovereign beings of love and light. And as we reclaim 100% of our divine love and light, as we begin to model and allow that beautiful essence of our Christ consciousness to shine through, to radiate through completely in this beautiful form, our human form, our body deva, our body temple, then we begin to fully come into our full empowerment again. And this is where the miracles happen. This is where we can begin to shift this world and become the new consciousness, which brings the solutions to all of our problems. This is where we end the suffering. This is where we end the misery for all, not only ourselves, but for our families, our friends, our communities, and the entire world shifts and changes. How cool is that? And so we also forgive all of our shadow parts of ourselves as we dissolve them back into the light of our soul, because they were there for teaching and learning purposes. They've always been there, and the divine Mother, Father, God has always, always held us in the space of love. And that we also recognize that we give ourselves love and respect to all parts of ourselves. We love and respect all parts, including ourselves and all other parts of the one source and one self. And that we come and awaken this truth within us. And then the last thing is that we thank our shadow parts for playing out the role to assist our soul to ascend and evolve into that next octave of the fifth dimensional space, returning to our unified state of wholeness in this human incarnation. So in bringing all of this together, I'm going to share this beautiful divine inheritance activation decree prayer with Saint Germain with you. And I'll ask you now to bring your hand to your heart. You can repeat this out loud if you like, or just follow along, holding this intention within you. I am a sovereign divine being of love and light in my own right. I fully claim my divine inheritance now, as decreed by heaven above. All my power is fully activated now. I am holy of the holies, pure divine light fills me now. I embrace my divinity and merge with my soul light, becoming one with thee. In truth, no separation exists, only thine light can be. Shine forth my gray light, I claim all of thee. I claim all of thee, I claim all of thee. So be it, and so it is. Amen, amen, amen. So breathing that in deep within you, anchoring that beautiful light and love that you are, coming back into the space of your heart, coming back into this moment. Beautiful. And thank you all so much for co-creating this beautiful sacred space with me today. I hope this has served you well, moving forward, and sending you all lots of love and blessings until we see you again. Thank you and namaste. Be safe, be well. and awaken to your true self. You have been listening to Get Your Goddess Groove On with me, Laura Hosford. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where I provide you with a healing sanctuary for awakening and rebirthing your own divine connection with the goddess. It is time to embody the sacred rebel goddess you came to be. For more information or to connect with me, visit www.laurahosford.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.